Hello and welcome to English That Sticks. This is the first class of the low intermediate level. Each class is divided into four different tracks. Each track is very different. In this first class, we are focusing on the expression to be on the ball, which means to be alert, to be awake, to be very mentally agile. We are also focusing on the verb to struggle, which means that something is difficult for you. We are going to see on the ball and struggle again and again and again and again and again, repeating a lot so it stays in your mind, so it sticks in your mind. But we are not only seeing these. You are seeing lots of other things in this class. For example,
vocabulary.
To reach a consensus, short-term and long-term, short-term memory, long-term memory, to switch, and lots, lots more.
Grammar.
The differences between to, so, and very, and also to seem, plus other things.
Pronunciation.
How we combine sounds. For example, super on the ball is super on the ball. Work out is work out, and other related things. Okay, so to be on the ball means that you are alert, awake, mentally agile. It can be temporary, like, wow, today you're really on the ball. Or it can be general, a general characteristic of someone. Like, give this job to Claire, she's really on the ball. That means she is generally alert, mentally agile. Conversely, if you're not thinking very well or you're thinking slowly, things are difficult today, you can say, sorry guys, I'm not on the ball today. Are you on the ball today, dear listener? I think I am quite on the ball. So, if you are on the ball, your mind works fast, you think quickly, you have good ideas, you can solve problems, you are intelligent. If the opposite is true, you can say you are struggling, that you are proceeding with a lot of difficulty, that you need a lot of effort to do something. Now, we can use struggle in a lot of ways. Struggle, by the way, struggle. On the ball is on, and then the, the, and then ball, b-a-l-l. I pronounce the L at the end of ball less than other people because I'm from the south of England. This is part of our accent. So on the ball, or people from London, other areas in the south of England would say ball, the ball. So yes, listen and see if I say it differently at different times in the audio. Now, we can use struggle in a lot of ways, not just to talk about when you're not on the ball. For example, if you asked me to learn a complicated mathematical concept, I would struggle. Even if I was really on the ball that day, it would be difficult for me. In the best of conditions, I would always struggle. It can also refer to having difficulties in other situations. For example, a lot of families struggle. They struggle to pay for everything. Some parents struggle to feed their children. This refers to money. They are struggling, they are having difficulties paying everything they need to. Or some parents struggle to bring up, to raise their kids. This is more psychologically, they struggle psychologically. They have difficulty being parents, regardless of money. This is a psychological thing. It's a big effort to have kids and to be good parents. Struggle can also be to physically make energetic or violent effort in difficult situations or against opposition. For example, if someone holds you, they hold your arms, then you struggle to release yourself. Another example would be that women had to struggle in the past to be able to vote and for other things. Lots of people all over the world struggle against oppression, injustice, and other problems. Okay, so I hope you are getting these two explanations, to be on the ball and to struggle. Let's look at a couple of the common mistakes people make with these two. First of all, to be on the ball. A lot of people say this.
I'm not really in the ball today.
Aye, no, that is not right. The correct version is...
I'm not really on the ball today.
Right, yes, I'm not really on the ball today. Never in the ball, always on the ball, on the ball. Now, so that you remember completely, I've got some friends to help with various accents. Which preposition is it, guys?
On.
That's right. Now let's hear that again with a lovely American accent.
On the ball.
Okay, now for struggle. Let's listen to this mistake.
I am struggling for understand.
Ouch. No, sorry. The correct version is...
I am struggling to understand.
Yes, I am struggling to understand. Never for understand, but I am struggling to understand. So yes, you can say I am struggling and nothing else. Or you can say I am struggling to understand him. Or I always struggle to do this task. So you can struggle to do something as well. You can struggle with a problem. I am struggling with this book. I'm struggling with this project. Or I'm struggling to do this project well. I am struggling to read this book. So you can use it with different prepositions and verbs afterwards. Okay, we've looked at the theory. Now it's time to put this into practice with the sentence builder. You're going to hear a series of short sentences and I want you to repeat them after me, word for word. I'm going to start with a relatively short and easy sentence. And then I'm going to add things bit by bit, step by step. And I'm only going to give you as much time as it takes me to say it. So you've got to be quick. Are you ready? Let's do the sentence builder. Right, first with on the ball, repeat after me. I'm not on the ball. I'm not on the ball today. I'm really not on the ball today. I'm really not on the ball today at all. Sorry, everyone. I'm really not on the ball today at all. Okay, good. Hope you're keeping up with me. Next, we're going to look at struggle. So, repeat after me. I struggle to understand him. I always struggle to understand him. I always struggle to understand him in meetings. I always struggle to understand him in meetings in English. I always struggle to understand him in our meetings in English. Okay, good stuff. I hope you did well. We're going to move on and do something else now. Right, we're going to look at some examples now. So I'm going to give you a series of examples of both. I will leave a short gap afterwards. So if you want to repeat, I recommend pausing the track and trying to repeat. If you don't want to repeat, then no problem. So let's look at some examples.
Some examples.
Okay, first some examples in the present. He isn't really on the ball this week. What's wrong with him? I'm struggling with this project. Or, I'm struggling on this project. She never struggles with clients. She's amazing. I need you to be on the ball for this presentation. Now some examples in the past. The boss wasn't on the ball yesterday. I think he struggled to understand the presentation. He's been struggling with depression for years. I haven't really been on the ball lately. Okay, good work. We are almost there. Let's finish with some examples looking at the future. We're going to struggle to finish on time. If you don't work together, you're going to struggle. She will need to be on the ball tomorrow for her interview. Are you going to be more on the ball tomorrow? You're a disaster today. Okay, there you are. That is the introduction to on the ball and to struggle. If you are struggling to understand, then I recommend either listening to this again or continuing. The next track is a conversation, a very natural, quite challenging conversation between two native speakers, and then an analysis afterwards to look at the more interesting, useful, and difficult things. And in the conversation, on the ball and struggle will be repeated lots and lots of times. So guys, keep listening. Let's see if this English sticks. And thank you for joining me on this podcast.